Merci, Madame.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and my thanks to the delegation of Namibia for all of their very interesting responses thus far. As I flagged yesterday, we have become aware of the progress made by the country in terms of access to education, ensuring that it's free and widespread, particularly taking up a sizable share of the budget, which comes to around 20% of the budget, as far as we've understood. My question is, what measures have been taken to ensure that there is effective distribution and equitable distribution of these financial resources across the system to ensure that they really have had an impact on improving children's results in school? That's first. Secondly, let me come a little bit back now to the issue of development of early years, early childhood. I know that Namibia has attached a great deal of importance to that matter, particularly in your development plan, the fifth development plan. So has there been any kind of assessment of the results of that plan? And have these results served to ensure developing the next development plan? I know that when it comes to early years, there are various ministerial departments that come into play. You've not only got your Ministry of Gender Equality, but you've also got National Education, Health, and so on. So how are these coordinated? How does coordination work? The impact on early years development for that really needs to be cross-cutting. It needs to be really mainstreamed. Are there coordination mechanisms? Is there a systematic assessment and evaluation to point out the gaps to see where things need to be bolstered? And my last brief question relates to children's access for children with disabilities, particularly in early years. What can you tell us about children with disabilities at low ages? You do have progress on children with disabilities more generally, but I'm talking here about early years in particular. Thank you.